Calculators cannot solve every math problem. Some equations remain unsolved for generations. The Kalman-Seymour conjecture was a mystery for 40 years, and now a team of four mathematicians at Georgia Tech believe they've solved it. Two of them join me now. Xingxin Yu is a professor in the School of Mathematics at Georgia Tech. Good morning and congratulations.
Good morning.
That's a pretty amazing. We're going to talk more about what that's like to solve something that old. And Dawei He is a graduate student at Georgia Tech. Thanks so much for joining us as well.
Thank you. Good morning.
And congratulations, because as a grad student, Xingxin, the grad students at Georgia Tech worked pretty integrally, did they not? They were a big part of the solution.
Yes, they are. They have worked very hard and spent a lot of time.
And it was it a student that you said that actually helped you get to the first step to the solution of the problem?
Yes, there was the first student that worked on this project. It was Jamar, who came around 2007, and he helped us to work out this very crucial first step, which is a basis for the approach that we were using to completely solve that conjecture.
Now, from what I read, he got you through the first step, and you knew that it was really important and significant, and yet you couldn't see your way through to the next step, right?
Yes. At that moment, we had two competing approaches afterwards, but we weren't sure which way was the right way.
So what do you do? And Dawei, you can answer this for me as well. What do you do at that point? Do you just walk away and just try to let your subconscious mind work on it? How do you move forward when you're not sure how to move forward?
I think my professor has already outlined the whole picture of how to do this problem. So we just work step by step, and finally we get that breakthrough.
Which is amazing. But then what do you do, Xingxin, at that moment when you're like, I don't know which way to go? Do you have to get some space from it? Do you focus harder? How do you proceed?
So as I mentioned, that we had two competing approaches.
Yeah.
And so my first student, Jamar, worked on this project. He tried a different approach. That didn't seem to work out. So he spent probably a semester time, but turned out to be that it's too complicated, and we couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And so at the end, we decided that we need to try a different approach. And so Dawei and Yan came, and they worked hard on that the other approach.
And that's where we get to you, Dawei. How much do you have any idea how much time you ended up spending on this one problem?
About four semesters.
Four semesters, which is 2 years.
Yeah.
Did you work on it over the summer also?
Yeah.
Did it keep you up at night sometimes?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Just with numbers going through your head? So when did you know, what does that feel like when you make a breakthrough? Even if it's not the final solution, what does that feel like?
It feels great because we get a breakthrough on that problem. It means that we have some hope to solve that problem completely. Yeah.
Which you think you have.
I initially had this approach in mind, but wasn't quite sure that we will be able to complete it. But after four semester, when Dawei worked on it, and we actually spent a Christmas break about 3 weeks together with Yang, another student, and so we solved a particular technical part of it. And at that point, we feel very confident that the solution is within reach.
Now, it may sound to listeners like we're talking around the problem without explaining what the problem is. There's a reason for that. There's an explainer video that Georgia Tech issued. But in order to really understand it, you have to watch Xingxin and Dawei writing on the board, because you're talking about a problem that involves graphs. And these are not the graphs that we see on our Facebook feed. No,
they're not.
No, it involves you knowing between different kinds of graphs, and starting with the basic one, which looks kind of like a star inside a pentagram or a
right. There's a particular graph that we worked on, that has five nodes and 10 links joining the nodes, and we call it a K5.
A K5, uh-huh. Because there's five nodes.
Correct.
Okay. So is there an easy way to sort of explain what the problem was, the original conjecture?
Let me try.
Okay.
So so the initial motivation for that problem was to ask, it was the full color theorem, where that suppose that you're given a map of the United States.
Right.
How many colors you need to color the states so that adjacent states receive different colors.
Right. So no red state is connected to a red or purple to purple.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And so that can be formulated as a graph theory problem where you color, so the states behaves like nodes.
Right.
And when you have two states that are adjacent, you join them by a link. And the result is a graph. So
right.
And so you can translate this for this coloring problem to a graph theory coloring problem. And so the problem that we are working on basically says that certain class of graphs can be full colored.
That's what your solution tells us.
Not there yet, but that problem can be reduced to this problem that we solved, called Kalman's Seymour conjecture. So that conjecture basically states that the class of graphs that we're interested in must have certain structure that perhaps will allow us to solve this corresponding coloring problem.
So I could solve the United States map one for you if you need help with that. if you're just joining us, my guests are Georgia Tech mathematics professor Xingxing Yu and graduate student Dawei He. They're part of a team that recently solved a 40-year-old math mystery. Dawei, did you know when you guys found the solution, did you know this is it?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
And what was that scene like? I mean, tell me what it's like when mathematicians are really, really excited. What does that look like?
It felt like that we did something which is remarkable.
Yeah.
Yeah, in mathematics.
Yeah.
That's what I felt at that time.
And who did you tell first?
My parents.
I bet. Did they understand? Were they?
No, they don't understand the mathematics so well, but they also felt happy for me. Yeah.
I bet they did. And Xingxing, do you now have other mathematicians from around the world checking your math?
We have a series of four papers for the solution of this problem, and two of them submitted. So I'm and I'm pretty sure that there are people checking the solutions.
I bet.
But we are not supposed to know who are the referees.
Oh, so that you can't offer them bribes.
No, okay.
To make sure that it's correct.
Right.
But you're pretty confident that you found the right solution to the conjecture. And again, we're talking about the Kelman's Seymour conjecture in case any of our listeners want to try their hand. You're
yes,
pretty confident.
Yes, we have gone through most of the arguments in a semester-long seminar at Georgia Tech with colleagues in the audience.
Dawei, where do you go from here? If you've solved the Kalman-Seymour conjecture and you guys are confident that you have, what's the problem that follows?
There are a lot of other conjectures in this aspect in graph theory, so we try to solve some more problems like this because now we have already got some structure about this kind of graphs. Yeah, so we can best on our work and do something more.
Yeah, and there's always very centuries-old math problems. They're still trying to figure out if there's an odd perfect number, which has nothing to do with graphs. But how much of the work that you do on a conjecture like this or a problem like this can be done by computer, and how much of it is, you know what we see in movies where the mathematician is standing at the board and scribbling furiously in chalk? How much is handwritten?
All of them are handwritten. So for the problems that the type of problems that we are working on, they're more on structures, not on the actual computations.
So a computer can't help you.
I probably wouldn't phrase that way. it's our inability to use a computer in that problem, but doesn't mean that the computer won't help us.
Right, but some of it requires you just to be able to think in 3D.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, and you're almost done? When do you graduate, Dawei?
Yeah.
Soon? You graduate?
He's probably going to graduate within a year.
Yeah. Within a year. Uh-huh. So even before you're ready to graduate, you've helped solve a 40-year-old, older than you are, mystery. That must feel pretty great.
Yes.
Yeah. and Xing Xing, you as well.
Right. I think that I'm proud that the students actually made an enormous contribution towards the solution to this conjecture. And I think that it is a very good part of their training. It's not like how useful the particular result is, but the process of solving this problem is a very, very good training. In practice, when they go to work for a company or for other places, they will.
It's quite the thing to put on your resume.
That's right.
Xing Xing Yu, mathematics professor at Georgia Tech. Dawei He is a graduate student at Georgia Tech. They're part of the team that came up with a proof for a math problem called the Kelmans-Seymour conjecture. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.